Krishna Book, Canto 22, Vimaushala Leela, Chapter 94, Scene 3, Uddhava Gita, Part 3. Shukadeva Goswami said, "Thus hearing these words spoken by Lord Krishna, and having thus been shown the entire path of yoga, Uddhava folded his hands to offer obeisances. But his throat choked up with love, and his eyes overflooded with tears, so he could say nothing. Steadying his mind, which had become overwhelmed with love, Uddhava felt extremely grateful to Lord Krishna, who is the greatest hero of the Yadu dynasty. My dear King Parikshit, Uddhava bowed down to touch the Lord's lotus feet with his head, and then spoke with folded hands. O unborn primeval Lord, although I had fallen into the great darkness of illusion, my ignorance has now been dispelled by your merciful association. Indeed, how can cold, darkness, and fear exert their power over one who has approached the brilliant sun? In return for my insignificant surrender, you have mercifully bestowed upon me, your servant, the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, what devotee of yours who has any gratitude could ever give up your lotus feet and take shelter of another master? The firmly binding rope of my affection for the families of the Dasharthas, Vrishnis, Andakas, and Satvatas, a rope you originally cast over me by your illusory energy, just for the purpose of developing your creation, is now cut off by the weapon of transcendental knowledge of the self. Obeisances unto you, O greatest of yogis, please instruct me how I may have undeviating attachment to your lotus feet, for I am surrendered unto you." Lord Krishna replied, "My dear Uddhava, take my order and go to my ashram called Vadarika. Purify yourself by touching and also bathing in the holy waters there, which have emanated from my lotus feet. Rid yourself of all sinful reactions with the sight of the sacred Alaknanda River. Dress yourself in bark and eat whatever is naturally available in the forest. Thus you should remain content and free from desire, tolerant of all dualities, good-natured, self-controlled, peaceful, and endowed with transcendental knowledge and realization. With fixed attention, meditate constantly upon all these instructions which I have imparted unto you, and assimilate their essence. Fix your words and thoughts upon me, and always endeavor to increase your realization of my transcendental qualities. In this way, you will cross beyond the destinations of the three modes of nature, and finally, you will come back to me."